Pike Place Market is a required stop for visitors to Seattle. For a century, vendors have sold everything from fruit to hats to books at colorful stalls. Right at the entry to the market, dozens of tourists crowd around its most famous attraction, a fish stand where the workers throw a salmon several meters back and forth over shoppers' heads.
I'm on a DJ! I'm on a DJ! Hey, I'm in
Tahu Kakutani is a fishmonger at this stall. He says as popular as Pike Place Fish Market is, the owner and workers are concerned that some of the seafood they're selling today may not be around tomorrow. He says owner John Yokoyama has seen the impact of overfishing firsthand.
When he was a child, him and his father could fish local lingcod and rockfish and salmon, and there really wasn't a question of availability. It was always just there, and things have changed over the last generation or two dramatically, so that he went out fishing last summer and he didn't catch a single fish.
Kakutani says overfishing also has a cultural impact on groups like Native Americans, who have relied on local seafood for centuries.
You know, a lot of what we are known for, oysters and crab and salmon, are not simply food commodities, but they are they hold very important emotional and in some cases spiritual meanings for whole nations of people.
Pick up for Bono!
So a couple months ago, John Yokoyama and his team began a project to switch to sustainably harvested seafood. They started researching what different marine science and environmental organizations consider sustainable. But Kakutani says it wasn't as simple as they thought it would be.
It seems like the differences in opinion vary as many as there are different organizations or groups. So what we're learning so far is that there isn't any set definition as to what sustainability means.
So Pike Place Fish is working with the Seattle Aquarium and a local sustainable sushi restaurant to determine what the shop should sell and what it should get rid of. So far, the shop has stopped buying farm-raised tilapia from Asia and wild-caught steelhead trout and monkfish. They're looking for sources of sustainable shrimp. Kakutani says shoppers get frustrated when they can't find their favorite fish.
Chilean sea bass. People love it. And it's a fantastic fish. However, it's long been on an endangered species watch list. And so we won't be carrying that anymore. And people are going to have to learn about sablefish, which is a beautiful substitute for it. But yet it's not commonly known.
Kakutani says the biggest challenge is finding new fish from sustainable sources to introduce to the public. For one thing, Americans usually don't cook their fish whole, as much of the world does. They tend to buy fillets or steaks. Kakutani says that means Americans haven't tried a lot of fish that taste best cooked whole, like bronzino, sea bream, and striped bass.
Or mackerel. Mackerel's been long thought of as like a bait fish for Americans, but for most of the rest of the world, mackerel is like a delicacy. It's wonderful. And one of the things that we have going for us is that, you know, people are becoming a lot more food savvy these days and are willing to be a little bit more adventurous.
Kakutani says he hopes the tourists from all over the world who crowd Pike Place Market will take the shop's new sustainability message back to their hometowns. He says everyone should know where their fish comes from. For VOA News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle, Washington.